Basil, thank you so much for the time. This film is incredible. It is, and thank you for being so open with it. Like, I know at the end of the film you're asking the question of why tell the story and whatnot. So I guess I want to know, why tell the story?
Well, thanks for the kind words, Steve, about the film. I'm really grateful that you watched it and you found it to be impactful. Yeah, I mean, when we first started filming, I didn't really know why I was telling it, other than I felt like I just needed to go on this journey for myself. I needed to understand about my past, my own identity, and other than knowing that, okay, I'm going to go look for my biological dad in Russia and meet these siblings, I didn't know what was going to come up of it for me. I knew that if I was to go do this, and that I was going to find out something, and I hoped that by going on the journey, that it would allow me to just understand why we had this family secret. And by understanding that, my hope was that I could sit down with my parents back in the US and have a transparent conversation with them about it and relieve whatever kind of was built up around the secret that we had never talked about before. So that was my general hope, and that's not really what happens in the film, but yeah.
Honestly, that scene, I'll come to that, but that scene is just like, I mean, as a viewer, I was both riveted and heartbroken at the same time, but we'll come to that. But let's go back to the beginning here, because this is an incredible story. I can't even imagine what it would mean to you to have to sort of reprocess your life the way that it did. What was going through your mind when you got that first email, and like, what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's the digital world. We never know when we're just gonna get a message from somebody or learn something on the internet. And in this case, I received this Facebook message, and it was these two teens from Russia claiming to have the same biological dad as me. And I was shocked, because that's not the reality that I knew. I knew both my mom and dad, and I mean, we had immigrated from Russia, but I'd known my parents my entire life, So I was just in shock. And at the time, I was in film school, so I just remember getting the message and being like, this is a total scam, asking them to send photos of proof. And when I did receive those photos, I just couldn't believe it. I'd never seen these baby photos of myself, much less this man who looked like me, that I had to, kind of understand, like, is this real or not even? And it took me 8 years to get to the point of fully integrating it and telling my brother for the first time, and that's how the film starts.
It's an unbelievable, like, I can't even imagine. Like, I think in the thing in the film you mentioned, I thought it was some fake message, someone trying to ask for money or whatnot. And I mean, the reprocessing of that must have been wild. And so, I mean, as you stepped over to visit your family, what was going through your mind? What were your fears? What were you excited about?
Yeah, I mean, going just to Russia, back to Russia for the first time since I was born, and I had never been back there. So we had moved when I was around 4.5 years old, and I went back for the first time in the film, and I was 33 at the time. And just going back to the place of my birth, the heritage, just that experience alone was one layer that I had to get through of what is this, what does this mean to me as a person? Because when you're an immigrant and Russian American, I identify way more as an American than I ever did as a Russian at the end of the day. And so going back to experience that, I was surprised by how much was kind of coming back to me and memories, and that those kind of experiences were coming back. And that's why the film is called Dandelions, because the dandelion lands on me and it sparks a whole memory about my grandmother. And so just that first layer of trying to understand my identity based on this other country I'd never been to was an experience. And then meeting my family members that I'd never met before, one at a time, it was just trying to, you know, I don't know, just trying to experience it authentically and be in the moment for it. And I felt a lot of times, and I allude to this in the film, but I felt like things were out of control in a way. Like I was just along for the ride, and we knew we were trying to find my biological dad, but I didn't know what else was going to happen. And so there was more and more family that I was meeting, and it just continuously was a way, I don't know, it was challenging because the whole time I was having to process my identity and then try to understand it and do it in real time. So yeah, I don't know that I expected anything. I just kind of went for it.
For sure. I mean, it's so incredible to see you in this space and trying to process and say that, you know, like there's that scene where you're standing in the room, I think it's at your grandmother's house, and you're like, I think I was here. I think I remember being here. And you were like four, you know, it's incredible. Forgive me how this may sound as I ask, but what is family? Yeah, I love that as you're talking to your brother at the beginning, they sort of just asked, what is family? And now that you've had this experience, I'm wondering to you, what is family?
Yeah, and that's, you know, one of the central questions in the film is how do we see family? What makes up this idea of family for people? And I think the one thing that I got from this whole journey is that, well, first off, I always thought I was from a tiny little family, you know, that it was my dad, me, my brother, and that was it. And we had like, you know, cousin and aunt here in America. And then there's like 30 people over there, you know, in Russia that I found out about.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, for me, family isn't necessarily a label that just because somebody, you know, you grow up with somebody, it's like, sure, they're your family. But at the end of the day, it's how somebody shows up for you. And I think that I've experienced that firsthand because I've been having nothing but support from my family that I've grown up with, my parents here, Eugene and Catherine, you know, they're coming to the premiere of the film and they're so excited for me. And even though there's really vulnerable moments with them on camera, and then my family in Russia is in the same way, just nothing but support and love. And I feel this, you know, the support that you get from people around you and the people that are there with you, no matter if you're having a really difficult moment, it's at the end of the day, if you're able to get past it, you know, that's what really matters. And with whether it's family you're born with or your chosen family, that's what really defines kind of that familiar relationship. It's like, can I stick with you through the hardest of times, through thick and thin? And will we be there for each other, even if we have completely different perspectives? You know, I can have a completely different perspective than my dad, Eugene, let's say, but we just, you know, we fully respect each other's perspectives as well. And that is something that I think the film actually does really well. It shows everybody's perspective and says, even though these two people can come from conflicting sides, they both have a valid perspective and reason for why they're, you know, thinking the way they are. And a lot of that just comes down to doing what's best for your family and protecting the ones you love.
See, I'm glad you brought that up because that was something that I wanted to talk to you about, is this idea of perspective. And I think it's your dad says everyone was protecting you in their own way. I think it was him that says that in the film. How do we balance that with relationship with perspective? Because you're right. I mean, that scene with you talking to your parents is absolutely heart-wrenching to watch, to see, but I can't even imagine what you were feeling, because what we see there is just this perspective of, we think we did the right thing. And you had so many questions, and you see you trying to say, but I just need an answer. And they say, well, that is the answer. So what is the power of perspective? How do we balance that?
Well, that's a great question. I think that at the end of the day, for me, it comes down to personal autonomy. You know, I believe that one person's perspective is as valid as any other's, in the sense that we have to accept its reality, you know? And I think that it's just being able to have really clear boundaries and being able to communicate, like, look, this is how I feel. This is what's really important to me. And I understand where you're coming from, but where does our communication cross over, and where can we find a common ground? I think at the end of the day, it's just about transparency and that communication. And that's really what I hope the film does for people watching it. I hope it inspires them to bring a level of transparency to the conversation in their families, too. And it's also their own life, you know, like how transparent are we with ourselves, and that personal conversation. So yeah, it's just about respecting the other at the end of the day too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was wondering about your brother, the brother you traveled with, or as opposed to the brother you met. What were your conversations like with him? I just to see that, where you sit down in front of the laptop at the opening of the film, and I think he says, you know, don't call me your biological brother, because it makes it feel like a less than word. I think he talks about a less than word.
Yeah.
What was that experience like, bringing him with you? Because, I mean, for you, I mean, I want to be careful how I say this, but for you, this is direct family, but for him, it is family, but not in the same way, and it's changing his relationship with you. What was that like for him and your conversations?
Yeah, I mean, sitting down with Ben and telling him the truth about what I had learned was, it was necessary, and it was also a heartbreaking moment at the same time, because even though I had 8 years to deal with it, in the moment on film, he's learning it for the first time. So you're seeing it kind of firsthand, the emotional impact when we have to take news like that in. But Ben and I, you know, we've been so close our entire lives, basically, even though we had such an age gap of 13 years, we really always were kind of best friends. When he moved to LA to pursue his music and acting career, I was there almost as a father figure for him. He moved there by himself. And so we always just had this really close connection, and I couldn't have done it without him by my side. And at the end of the day, it's, you're right, like, it's not his direct family connection, but when you love somebody the way we do, it, like, it almost doesn't matter, because you're just there as a supportive figure. But also for him, learning about that side of my biological paternal side and being there for that probably allowed him to understand me as a person too, because growing up in our family, it was very easy to see, like, Ben in our dad in hindsight, you know. Right. But then when I met my biological dad, it's like, okay, here's a mirror of who I am in terms of physicality, in terms of temperament. And I think, so even though Ben isn't related to that side of my family, obviously, directly, I'm sure it gave him a really much better understanding of who I am innately, because there were questions, you know, like, we have different kind of dispositions. We're brothers, but we're also very different people. And so I think it just helped, not only help me, my personal identity journey, but also probably for him to understand me better through the process of making the film.
You know, you two have such a great relationship. It's really amazing to see that, actually, as the film progresses, just the closeness between you two. Now with the film's done, and I know you mentioned it at the end of the film, but having shown it to your parents, what was that experience like? And has your relationship with them changed since all of this, gotten healthier? What was that like?
Yeah, so the answer is that the film for me is not just a film, but it's medicine. That's what it did for my family. So when I set out to make the film, I didn't have an idea of what it would kind of do for me. But as we took it through post and we're finishing the film, actually Ben called me, funny enough, and he said, "Hey, you have to show it to our parents. They like you went on this journey, but they actually haven't seen anything outside the parts that you shot with them." And I said, "You know what? You're right." So I flew to South Carolina, where they were living at the time, and I took the finished film and I sat them down in their living room and I said, "Hey, I'm going to put this on for you, and I'm leaving for an hour and a half, and I'll be back when it's done." And I came back and I saw that they had been crying, and it had base what the film did was it basically allowed them to see my perspective, my journey, and it released a lot of their fears, a lot of kind of the unknowns, and probably the fears around, did I see them differently or not, things like that. And what it did is it released a lot of those kind of things, those blocks in our family, and it allowed us after that to be really transparent with each other, because we didn't have this kind of background secret that nobody talked about, that nobody wanted to address or even bring, into the circle to talk about. And so after the film, it's this transparency really brought us closer together. And now we're able to, acknowledge that, hey, I'm not my dad's biological son, and we are father and son, but there's a difference there, And I think that at the end of the day, for me, that was the moment that I was like, wow, cinema does have the power not just to be an impactful story, but to heal people potentially, if it resonates with the audience. And so at the end of the day, it's a personal journey for somebody to decide that they want to meet somebody from that's lost in their family, or a sibling they didn't know about, or their adopted parents. That's a personal choice. But in some cases, if you go ahead and you do it, that kind of knowledge and transparency, in my case, helped me understand my identity more, and it brought my relationship with my family into a much closer space, a more transparent space. And it was the single most important thing I've done in my life, because it just brought so much more closeness and love in my familial relationships.
I can only imagine. And that taps into where I think one of the comments you make in the film, where you talk about the courage to be transparent. I was wondering for you, like, this is, the film said, I believe what you say is, my hope is to help people find the courage to be transparent, even when it's hardest. Don't hide from the truth. Instead, courageously seek it out. Why to you is that such an important way to sort of stamp the film in the end? Because, like you said, what an incredible offering. Like, the film feels like it's very much feels like an offering. And you're right about the power of cinema, because here we are watching it, and I mean, this is your story. You could keep this to yourself, but you're sharing it with all of us. So what is the power behind being the courage to be transparent?
Well, I'll tell you, there was a moment where after I screened it for my parents that I was like, I'm done. This is why I made the film. I don't need anybody to see it. That was it for me. And then, you realize, okay, but there's something here that can help people and that can inspire people. And so the transparency aspect, I think that if a person chooses to look at something without an old unadulterated view, with honesty, with kind of resonating with the truth inside themselves, that they're just going to get gifts back from that potentially. But I just think it's a personal choice at the end of the day. And I don't know if I answered that question exactly. So,
Okay.
okay, you can follow up again on it if you like.
it's that's great. And it is, like I said, it is a sharing, and it is a point, a way of healing for the audience too. I think there's so much way that, I mean, I connected with it watching it, and I, you know, it, and it, it, there's moments here that, because they're real, feel so honest and authentic and even more powerful in many ways. I wanted to ask you as well, as we're starting to run out of time, but I wanted to ask you as well about your relationship with your family across the Atlantic now. What has been, or Pacific, I guess you're on the other side.
Both ways work, yeah. I think it's been amazing because just even through occasional WhatsApp conversations, we're able to keep in touch. And I have a 5-month-old now, so, you know, able to share that part of my life with them. And just knowing that there are people on the other side of the world that are your family, that you're connected to, it just makes you feel less alone in the world, you know, that, and that's the feeling I have through that. It's a totally different situation over there in Russia now, obviously, and you can't really go over there. So what we have is this kind of the memory of the film. And I did get to go back there one time after we filmed the movie, and I got to see my grandmother again one more time before she passed. So it's nice to have that relationship. But you know, you're on the other side of the world, so all you really have is WhatsApp messages and things like that.
Of course. Honestly, Basil, thank you so much for the time and for the beautiful film. I really appreciate it. I wish you the best at the festival.
Thanks so much, Steve. I really appreciate the insightful questions, and thanks for taking the time to watch it and chat with me.
Absolutely. Now let's go swimming. Right. All right. Have a great day.
Thanks. All right. You too, Steve. Thanks, man.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.